I have total Goyim fatigue, total slop fatigue.
Dumbass!
Going to a rain dance.
We need to bring God back to America.
Netanyahu, if you can hear us, forgive Hitler today.
If I was the president of Iran,
shut up. Ass hanging out, tits hanging out.
Yeah, yeah, then tell him that.
I don't drink red wine. Let me take you to the ghetto, little nigga.
Take that, Italy.
You really get irritated by them niggas.
Our women are whores. Our men are faggots.
You fucking idiot.
Everyone's Islamophobic.
I just bought your book. I can't wait to read it.
You fucking bloodthirsty monster.
Raise up your sticks for Yaya.
Fuck Mark Fag Levin and Randy Fat Fuck Fine.
Niggas fragile.
Should have destroyed Israel.
Do you think anything's gonna happen with China with all this Iran shit?
I'm sorry, you guys are fucking retarded. I read these messages, you guys are stupid.
Young Roy Clip sent $20. Okay. Without racial white supremacy ideology, you would not have Jewish supremacy. Grand Mufti's Negro.
Yeah, it's getting really... I don't know what his problem is, man. It's just every fucking day now. Well, what is going on with this guy? What are we crying about today? Racism, racism, white supremacy... What? It's every day now with this guy. It's like a fucking BLM rally. Am I watching the NFL? I mean, he's gone a little bit too far in the other direction. Was red pill, now blue pill. Every show now, racism is the root of all evil. I hate racism and white supremacy. It's like, time to change the channel. What the fuck? Bro, Dean Withers, if you can hear me, what did you do to Sneeko? Every day now, every night. Is he just rage baiting me? I feel like he's just rage baiting me at this point. Every night. Racial supremacy is the root of all evil. That's, it certainly is not. I think it certainly is not. I think it's pride, selfishness, something like that. I see where he's going with it, but it's just wrong. White supremacy and racism. Get a load of this. Holy. He's like emboldened. It's like people are mad at him and he's just leaning in. Like, yeah, I'm anti-racist now. We're going to see him with George Floyd out there.
Hogan Respector sent $20. Break glass to rape Sneeko.
Yeah, in case of emergency, in case of brown clownery, break glass, break tooth. No. Come on. He took one for the team that night. He's going to be, I feel like, it's so hard because I feel like no matter what I say, he gets mad. It's kind of like I'm walking on eggshells all the time. In case of brown clownery, break front tooth. No. But it's not. Come on. It's just joshing you. I'm going to get a text. I'm going to hear about this later. In case of emergency, Superman punches brown clown. No. It's like, bro, you're not helping me. The Groypers are like hating Sneeko, and I'm trying so hard, but he doesn't make it easy on us.
Line dancing Nick sent $100. Sneekwall needs to chill with all the coal. Do just be saying shit to say shit. Anyways, keep up with the great
dude,
work.
Dude, it's bad. What did he tweet today? He has been on a generational coal run. Anybody who believes in God can acknowledge that racism is bad. It's insane how saying racism is bad is a controversial take. The first ever racist was Satan. It's like, dude, put the phone down.
Born 23 sent $20. I'm black, and I understand this is a primarily white movement. It just gives me a sense of purpose and belonging. God bless.
Hey, man, as long as we're all behaving, I'm fine with that. As long as you get it that it's a pro-white movement, as long as you're not obnoxious, and we're fine with that. I mean, I really don't hate black people. You really get irritated by them niggas, you know? I went to dinner the other night. Big mistake. Went to dinner last night with my family. We went to a steakhouse near the mall. Big mistake. You guys pilled on this? You know what I'm about to say? I don't know. Maybe my parents just don't know ball like that. But we go to one of these fancy steakhouses by the mall. And it was James Franco, Planet of the Apes. I mean, it was the most ridiculous fucking thing you've ever seen. And I remember texting my parents saying, like, I don't have anything clean. Is there a dress code? All I have is like a hoodie to wear. I said, should I buy a collared shirt? I said, you know what? I'll take a chance because they got like a dress code, you know? Oh, I should have known. They go in there. There's no fucking rules.
There's no rules. There's no decorum. It's a total free-for-all. It's a total free-for-all. You might as well call it Rainforest Cafe. Capital Grill. I thought this is like Rainforest Cafe. Except what happened to all the other animals? What happened to all the other? What happened to the toucans? Where's the decorations? They just left some of the other stuff. It was the most ridiculous fucking thing. And normally I avoid. I just avoid. I go to places where they are not. But it's like screaming, talking so loud, so obnoxious, fat, morbidly obese, ass hanging out, tits hanging out, yelling across the room, yelling at the waiter. Oh, and they probably tip 1% if they're lucky, if they tipped it off, they paid. This is why we can't have nice things. And I almost think they deliberately put us there because it was almost like there was a white section and a black section. It was like the black people were all the way over here and the rest of the restaurant was white people. And we got the show. We had a front row seat to, what are these new movies called? What are they called? Kong Island or whatever. We got a front row seat to the monster movie. It's just, that's so uncalled for. It really is. Fucking behave. I don't got a problem with black people for being black. I have black friends. It's fine. Everybody should have a problem with that kind of behavior, that kind of screaming and carrying on. That's what makes people want to segregate. Nobody wants to be around that. You go out for a nice night. You're at a fancy restaurant. You're paying a lot of money. You want everybody to be dressed appropriately, acting appropriately, using inside voices. Is that too much to ask? And they wonder why we want to segregate. Nobody wants to live like that. Nobody wants to live like that. How much of a premium would you pay to travel, dine, live, work away from black people? Because I would pay a 50% premium if it was all white people. And people say, but all black people aren't like that. Well, white people are like that too. Yeah, but we all know that if it's 0% black and 100% white, you're going to get a fuckload less of that nonsense. Everyone knows that. And everyone would pay more for that. Imagine an airport, no blacks. Imagine a restaurant, no blacks. Imagine a neighborhood, no blacks. A liquor store, no blacks. You wouldn't have to bolt the ATM to the wall. You wouldn't have to put a glass pane in front of the gas station window. You wouldn't have to lock up the shampoo and conditioner. You could actually have nice things. We could actually live like fucking human beings and not animals. You wouldn't have to put a metal cage around the liquor store because they're going to drive through the window. It's so bad. So bad. So I got, that was my little treat. As a treat. We had that as a treat the other night. Little front row seat. Thought it was a Lincoln Park Zoo. It was insane. I'm sure the bill was $500 you pay for that bullshit. It's just so ridiculous. Anyway, so what was the question? So that's what I have a problem with. And everybody's sick of it. Everybody is sick of that behavior. In the old days, people would want to post this clip and say, get a load of this guy. Now everybody's fucking agreeing. Now everybody's saying, hell yeah. Finally, someone said it. Because it's enough already. It's so enough. My advice to black people is, just don't do that. Just don't do that. Dress appropriately. Speak correctly. Come correct, as you people like to say. Just come correct. And nobody's going to have a problem. But I have no tolerance for that now. It's unbelievable.
Contact your congressman. Say you won't be voting, and that if even one American is sent to Iran, you'll vote blue. They can't bleed votes forever. Your vote is your leverage. Force them to earn it.
Oh, you're funny. Thank you for the big super chat. You're really funny. Yeah, yeah, then tell them that. Yeah, right. We're going to pressure them on Twitter. All right, everybody, get your Twitter accounts. Pick up those phones. Right? It's like American Idol. Yeah, just text no Iran to 222. Okay. You're in denial, buddy. You're in denial. You're delusional. You're living in la-la land. There is nothing that can be done at this point. It's over. Call your local congressman. Just stop with that. It's over. Time for that was years ago.
Contact your congressman. Say that even if one American dies, I'm not going to vote.
Yeah, right. Then you going to do a rain dance? Huh?
Then you're going to go and do a rain dance? You're going to go and pray to the sky for rain, for fertility? Dumbass! You might as well. Yeah, go say some magical incantation. Go wave some sticks around with the tribal elders, dumbass. It's over. What can be done now? It's in God's hands. God runs the world. It's in God's hands. Call your congressman. Don't make me laugh, dude. That's hilarious. Sure thing, pal. Then what are we going to do? Boycott Bud Light? We're not going to buy Bud Light? Shut up. Just stop playing. Stop playing games like that and grow up. Time to grow up, buddy. Click your heels 3 times. I wish there was no war in Iran. I wish there was no... The best you could do, get your daughters, get your wife, get your wife's boyfriend, okay? Get together and watch some Pixar on Disney Plus. That's all you could do. She's going to whip you up some buffalo something and ranch dressing. Get your daughters and their boyfriends. Get your wife and her boyfriend. Have a little feast and then watch your Pixar movies, okay? Go watch Monsters, Inc. again and just try to enjoy the last days before our faces melt off because Israel nukes us.
Robbie sent $50. I went to my first Catholic church service and I loved it. I was baptized in a Baptist church. Do I need to get rebaptized? Am I not allowed to receive the Eucharist? I did.
Google it. I don't know. What do you think this is? Catholic hotline? I don't know the rules. What does this look like? Frequently asked questions? So, Nick, I was born Baptist, was baptized. Now I'm going what am I, the help desk? You see, am I wearing a hat with a question mark like Club Penguin? Do I look like a tour guide? Am I wearing a hat? Am I wearing a fedora with a question mark? Is my baptism valid? I don't know. Google it. Ask Catholic Answers. I didn't convert. I was born Catholic, and that is what I know.
New EC 5 sent $20. Remember when you squandered the Epstein files? A slam dunk for your message to sell retarded quarter zips.
Thanks for the strategic advice. Yeah, they're eating people's fecal matter out of their intestines and they're time-traveling vampires.
Dave Smith is a good one cent $20.
I should have went with
that. Dave Smith is a good one cent $20. The pictures of Lindsey Graham at Disney World alone are insane. LMFAO. What a pedo chud. This is Magus Guy.
That's kind of funny. It's kind of fun. Like, Lindsey Graham gets a war with Iran. What does he do? Go to Disney World? It's like it's true. He won the Super Bowl, you know? Okay, Lindsey Graham, you just got a war with Iran. What are you going to do now? I'm going to Disney World. Like, it's beyond parody. Like, what else? What else could he actually ask for? He won. Lindsey Graham won, and Trump let him win. He got a war with Iran. He got Venezuela captured. Now he's in Disney World eating a Mickey Mouse ice cream. Well, you are crying about oil prices, but gas is $5 a gallon. And he's like, dude, I'm eating a corn dog right now. He's at Epcot. He's doing the Epcot flight, the Epcot drink flight. And you're crying about gas prices.
Canned acid dick Tucker Sue sent $20. It's time to bring God back to America. Remember the name Alfonso Paul Maltarella. Fishback X Maltarella.
It's just
God
like,
was Nick.
It gets to a point. Like, we raise the limit to $20. Niggas are sending $20 to send this nonsense.
We need to bring God back to America.
So true, so true.
Salty Gobel sent $100. So new evidence is released in court case showing the bullet that killed Charlie Kirk doesn't match the rifling of the alleged weapon. You probably haven't seen this yet. What's your opinion?
Yeah, they just fucking lied, dipshit. It was in the Daily Mail. Literally in the tabloids. They said the bullet doesn't match. In the headline, if you read the lead, they said the bullet could not be identified with certainty. Those are two different things. The bullet didn't match. Aha! The Illuminati planted the wrong gun. Whoops! The gun they planted on the land owned by Palantir was the wrong gun for the fucking energy weapon they shot him with. Yeah, no, they just lied, and the headline misrepresents the information. The legal defense for Tyler Robinson, which makes sense, said the bullet couldn't be identified. Not that it doesn't match. Stupid. Yeah, just read the article. I don't know, read the article closely.
Evil Nigga Mark.
Like, with your eyes, read the words and understand what they
Evil
mean.
Evil Nigga Mark from NJ sent $20. Used to be envious of you guys for having Trump. Now you guys are envious of us for having Rupert Lowe. Hope you find your guy.
We are? Oh, I didn't catch that.
Yeah, he's okay. I don't know. I don't know what's going to happen with that. It's crazy. I love when British people, we don't even think of, you think anybody here gives a fuck about that? Is it reform or restore? Niggas be like, yeah, you Americans are jealous of us. We don't even think about you. You think we give a shit about your pissant island? You have no empire. You have no ships. You got nothing.
Oh, I bet you're jealous. I bet you're jealous of our prime minister.
We don't give a fuck. Well, tomorrow it's going to be something else. Reform, restore, redo, relive, whatever. Like, stop. Just stop. We don't care, dude. We're America. Now you guys are envious of us. If we thought about you at all. If we even, you think anybody in this country wakes up and says, man, I wish it was like Britain. Just stop. Just eat your fucking beans on toast, dumbass. Just eat your fucking hate speech laws.
Chief Keefe sent $20.
That's crazy. I love what, it's always these idiots from like Canada and Australia. What do you think about Australia?
Let's suppose that I'm Iran. I would absolutely force the president of the United States to publicly admit that Israel forced this war and that I was the one who had to sue for peace.
I'm going to like literally kill myself and all of you.
Bro Iper's mom sent $100.
Like, holy. If I was the president of Iran, I would make Trump watch Europa to West Battle. If I was president of Iran, I would definitely make them say Israel controls the government. Then what would you do? What would you do after that?
Bro Iper's mom sent $100.
Like, literally kill yourself. Bro Iper's mom. Please kill yourself.
Bro Iper's mom sent $100. Clocking the Vance political op with a grin, and these guys are up to something within hours of the can't move. Such a W genius.
Thank you. I know. Thank you for the big super chat. So true. Did you see Whitney Webb? Whitney Webb crashing out. She's like, I don't drink red wine. Idiot. It's a joke. I said a few months ago, I said, Whitney Webb is so unprofessional. She gets on a Zoom call in like a cardigan or a hoodie. She gets on a Zoom call in a zip-up hoodie, sitting cross-legged on the couch with her fucking boyfriend, holding a glass like this, drinking red wine. And she's like, I do not drink red wine out of a glass. He lied about me. Hey, it's a joke, you dumb bitch. It's just a joke. Oh my gosh. Be more autistic. Be more of a chopped autistic hoe. She crashed the fuck out. All I could do was laugh. Let me pull it up. So good. I can't believe she saw that. This bitch ignores me. Then she's going to crash out on me. Okay. I see. The only way to get through to some people is to rage bait them. That's the brutal reality. She goes, you have it backwards. Nick Fuentes lies about me all the time. Like, he claims I'm unprofessional because I allegedly have a video podcast where I sit on my couch and drink, quote, red wine in a mug, even though I have no podcast and I don't even drink alcohol. He makes shit up about me and also attacked me for calling Kent an op, claiming I didn't bring up teal-funded Kent when I clearly did in the clip. I know Fuentes has been, and blah, blah, blah. She goes on about this. But the red wine thing was super funny. I'm just painting a picture, idiot. She's sitting on her couch with her boyfriend in a fucking zip-up hoodie, Chopzilla. It's like she didn't even do her hair or anything. She didn't even do her makeup. She's got the I really don't care look going on. And I said, I imagine she's like holding a mug like this with red wine, talking about the Epstein files. It's like, wear a dress, idiot. Like, I don't know. Wear something presentable. Can't you look more like Emily Jashinsky? Can't you put yourself together like Emily Jashinsky does? Can't you put yourself together like Crystal Ball, you fucking chophead? That's all I'm saying. Sheesh. I just said, why can't you get dolled up like Crystal Ball? Crystal Ball's an idiot. Just get dolled up like her. You think you're better than that? You're in show business, sweetheart. Ditch a Logitech webcam, get a producer, and put some makeup on. Put some makeup on. Anyway, your take about Joe Kent was even more embarrassing than your look. That's all I said. I gotta be honest with you. Can I be perfectly honest? I really don't have anything to say. I haven't tweeted anything in like 3 days because I just don't have anything to say. I'm just sick of it. I have slop fatigue. Can anybody relate to this? I have total goyim fatigue, total slop fatigue. I feel like I load up Twitter and everybody's just giving their opinions. And it's like, shut up. Who cares? It just gets to a point. I don't know if I'm just fatigued, if I'm just exhausted
from reading 50,000 takes every day on Twitter, but I'm just like, give it a rest. I load up Twitter and I'm thinking, what are we really going to say today? That Jews brought us to war in Iran? What else is new? I go on Twitter, I start to write something. What else am I going to say? The MAGA movement has been betrayed and... okay, we said that already. What else? Sneeko's rage baiting me again today. It's not going to work. Sneeko's celebrating that, Haiti won the World Cup or whatever. He's like, take that, Italy. It's like, bro, what the fuck? So last week, Sneeko was saying racial pride is evil. Why do you have pride in your country? And then the brown clowns win the third World Cup. They win the third World Cup. And he's pretending like he gives a shit about soccer. Yippee, hip hip hooray. Haiti won the third World Cup. It's like, dude, just stop. Just stop. Give it a rest already. I'm not biting. Okay, I'll bite. I'm not biting on that. I'm just not even going to bite on the rage bait. If Sneeko loves the third world so much, why doesn't he go there? Why doesn't he just... someone needs to say it. Hey, pal, you got a big chip on your shoulder. You're another guy that hates white people. I was going to say, you're another one of these guys that hates white people, hates America. Hey, man, if Islam is so great, go fucking live in a country where they got Sharia law. Here's an idea. Here's a little piece of advice. If Islam is so enlightened and the West is so decadent and degenerate and evil, and if we got it all wrong about Haiti and everything like that, man, passport will get you anywhere. Plane tickets are cheap now. Go there before we have this energy crunch. Before we run out of jet plane fuel, why don't you buy a ticket to Haiti? Why don't you buy a ticket to Morocco or Egypt or Mecca or what the fuck ever, and just go there. And you can wipe your ass with your left hand and eat off the floor with your right hand. And brush your teeth with a stick. And you can bow down to the cube until the Mahdi comes back. Until then, shut the fuck up about America, man. Just stop. Eat a hot dog. Put on Empire State of Mind. And try to enjoy this glorious country that you were fortunate enough to be born in. How about a little glass half full? How about a little glass of Zam Zam half full? Dumbass? Nah. But we love Sneeko. Anyway, so that's all I got for you. That's just what's been on my mind. That's what's been kind of troubling me. I had to just tell somebody what's going on with me. But I think I got it all out of my system now. So anyway.
I've been reading Make America Talk Again, and it's got me questioning. What is politics exactly?
You've been reading Make America Talk Again? That guy is the worst, man. Could you imagine? It's actually sad. There are people out there. Somewhere out there, there actually exist people that are buying that book and reading it. There is a grandma, a grandpa, there is a crazy aunt who's taken her ivermectin and hydrochloroquine and whatever. And she's picking up a copy. She's on Amazon. Brolin, I just bought your book. I can't wait to read it. I bought a couple of copies for my kids. And they're reading Make America Talk Again by Brolin Hollihan. I'm not some campaign consultant. I'm an 18-year-old freshman. I think that we need to have more conversation. Bro, what are we going to say to it? What more do you want to say to these fucking people? What can we say to these people? You want to make America talk again? Let me take you to the ghetto, little nigga. You want to make America talk again? Why don't you go to Howard University? Go talk over there, dumbass. Make America talk again? Tell that to that Palestinian that the JDL tried to explode last week in New York. The time for arguments is over. To borrow a phrase, the time for arguments has passed. Sometimes you have to really be aware of how dull your average person really is. And you'll know that when you read a YouTube comment section. You'll know that when you see this kind of slop and realize that people are buying it and reading it and they're thinking it's insightful. He said, the guys in suits told me I was crazy to write a book as a freshman. No, they didn't. No one told you that. Your dad is loaded. Your dad is rich. And he probably told you to write a book. And some dumbass publisher that publishes all this toilet paper took you up on it. Said, yeah, what the heck? Write a fucking 120-page book about free speech on the college campus. Are you kidding me? Like, they told me not to do it. Who exactly told you not to do this? What are their names? Give me a description. Who are the people that told... The suits told me not to write a book about free speech. Who told you not to do that? Me? Am I the guy in the... Hey, look, I'm wearing a suit. Yeah. Sadder still is that there are people that buy into that nonsense. It's actually crazy. It's depressing. If you think too much about it, it'll make you want to kill yourself.
I could be your grandma sent $25. I love Sneeko, but he's lost some clarity since converting to Islam, praying for his return to Catholicism.
Yeah, I don't know what his deal is, man. It's just like, just stop, bro, stop, please. It's so hard to watch. I just don't know why he's going down this path. I think he just doesn't want to be an Uncle Tom. That's like his, he's got this racial hangup where he just doesn't want to be an Uncle Tom. I don't know what that is. I'm not touching that, but that's the thing. This whole like, oh, yeah, well, Haiti won the soccer game. Take that, Italy. That'll show you. It's like, it's, bro, it's really not that deep. Like, no one cares that much. Like, what's the hang up there? Just spill. Spill, bro. Just keep it a buck. What the fuck is your problem with white people? What is your fucking problem with Christ and America? Because there's always this, like, resentful undertone. It's always this racial resentment underneath all of it, where it's like, huh, you think Jesus was a white guy in a shirt and tie? He was brown. It's like, well, technically it doesn't even really matter. Like, yeah, obviously Jesus was an English dumbass, but like, you know, so why is that important for you to say, yeah, well, your God was brown like me? It's like, what even is that? Okay, he was Eastern Mediterranean. He was God. It's sort of missing the point. You know, racial supremacy is the root of all evil. White supremacy is... Why do you care if white people think they're better than... Like, why does that... How does that affect you? White people have a very solid claim to being the greatest race. And I wouldn't even necessarily count myself among them. You want to know where all the achievement happened according to Charles Murray? You know this. Almost all human achievement occurred in this narrow polygon in like northern Italy, eastern France, Germany, the Low Countries, Denmark, and England. And I don't have ancestors anywhere there. My ancestors are from Ireland, allegedly Portugal, Mexico, and Italy, southern Italy. So we can just say, yeah, I mean, look, if you're German, if you're white, it's like, congratulations, thank you for inventing everything. I could say that if I'm not white. I could say that if I'm white, it's a fact. But he's just got this, like, hang up. Somewhere, white people think they're better than me. Ugh, man, that pisses me off. It's like, let it go. Let it go. Who cares? Everyone has a right to be proud of who they are. Everyone has a right, on some level, deep down, you know, to be a bit chauvinistic. Now, we have to be polite and respectful to other people. I think we should pursue a harmonious relationship, and that means that we should be graceful and charitable. But I don't think there's anything wrong with when you get together with your people, there's some chauvinism. Hey, nobody does it like us. What's wrong with that? I don't know, man. We got to forgive our mother. We got to do some serious introspection. We got to let go of the pain that we have left behind. Okay, what is the... We don't need to hold on to pain we've left behind, Sneeko. To borrow a phrase, let it go. Forgive Hitler today. Good night. Forgive white supremacy today. Racism is the root of all evil. Like, what? Do you hear yourself? You sound like a lesbian. Racism is the root of all evil. Okay, Rachel Maddow, what is it? What is it, time for Transgender Story Hour now? Time for our Soylent meal drinks and a transgender drag queen story hour. Intramural transgender soccer match followed by a drag queen story time. For fuck's sake. It's crazy. Yeah, you're right, Beth. You are right. Sneeko's making me want to put the Burger King crown on. He's making me want to go full Burger King. Full crown.
I love the guy, but bro, give it a rest. Every day it's like, rah, 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 just crying about racism, white people, white supremacy, blah, blah, the Christians, the West, America,
everyone's Islamophobic, everyone hates Muslims,
dude, like, shut up. Always with the Islam, they're Islamophobic, that's why they single out Muslims, what about this, what about, like, bro, holy, it's unbelievable, like, bro has taken the blue pill, bro has gone, the blue pill won, bro got blue pilled as fuck.
Bro has gotten blue-billed.
It's actually insane. Like, come back. I feel like Padme. Come back. You're going down a path I cannot follow. You know, he's going full brown clown.
Why must they wear shower caps in public and do the SpongeBob TikTok while I eat? Also, listening to some UB44 Whitney.
What's the SpongeBob TikTok? SpongeBob Big Guy? The shower cap in public is crazy. We just need to arrest people on site for wearing pajama pants. And I know that's like a boomer take, but seriously, imprison everybody wearing pajama pants. Imprison everybody that is showing no decorum.
London GigaChat sent $20. Israeli ministers wearing noose lapels and popping champagne to celebrate their new death penalty law earlier this week was a truly sick insight into their depraved morality. What did you make of it? Wishing you and family a blessed Holy Week.
Cry about it. Honestly, stuff like that is for pussies like you. You make Goyim look gay because Jews are so hardcore. They're wearing a lapel that says, like, we're going to lynch everybody and take all your shit. And then Goyim have their, like, screaming whores on TV.
That's not moral, you fucking bloodthirsty monster.
It's like, why are you aura farming them? Why are you aura farming? You're just making them look awesome. Let's be honest. Our women are whores. Our men are fudge packers. And they go and cry on TV about the brutality of the Jews. We deserve to die. We deserve to lose.
We deserve everything we have coming. Think about it. Think about, you know who runs the APAC Tracker Twitter account? Have you seen them? Have you ever even left the studio? Have you seen who runs APAC Tracker on Twitter? You know that Twitter account where they say, this guy took this much APAC money. It's like some fat, disgusting slob whore and some little gay guy. It's like, bro, our country is, our women are whores, our men are faggots, and these bleeding heart bitches go on TV and they cry about Israeli war crimes. It's like, Netanyahu, if you can hear us, please put us out of our misery. Netanyahu, if you can hear us, please. It's getting embarrassing to be a goy. Jared Kushner, take the seat. I'm kidding, of course. Obviously joking. But seriously, it's like, seriously. You get people like Anna Kasparian, you know, screaming and yelling on TV about, like, you bloodthirsty criminal. You're just aura farming them. I don't know. Maybe we should be fearsome. Maybe we should be hardcore. You know, you're not hardcore unless you live hardcore. Maybe it's time for us to put a little Punisher skull on our helmet. Maybe it's time for us to put a little Punisher skull on the armband. That's why I didn't like when Richard Spencer said that we should, like, anoint the Antichrist. But I did like when he said, like, white people are the villain. We are the villain of history. We come down in a chariot from the sky shooting flaming arrows. We are the terror. It's like, yes. Yeah. We're them niggas your holy books warned you about. We're the sky gods your holy books warned you about. We're coming in from the air. We created sky gods, gods of thunder and lightning, and we're coming in hot, dropping fucking bombs on your tribe. So I like that energy. Get me away from the Oliver Anthony, bleeding heart liberal, brown clown, communist, turd worldism. Raise up your sticks for Yahya. It's what he would have wanted. If we all get together and cry, maybe we could drown Israel in all of our tears. It's like, miss me with that.
I want the Richard Spencer version. I want flaming arrows and flying chariots. I want Nazi flying saucers with swastikas on them. I want orbital strikes and rods of God being dropped on our enemies. I want a tungsten rod disengaging from a satellite in low Earth orbit, hurtling towards the Earth, devastating a continent. And that's what I want. And I want them to say about us what we say. Oh, this Sneeko's going to hate. Sneeko's going to say, no, you're just like the Zionists. Yeah, yeah, whatever, bro. Tell it to Yahya when you see him. If you see Yahya out in Jannah, say hi. You see Yahya. Hey, and listen, if you see Yahya in Jannah, tell him I said hi, bitch. It's up to Allah to forgive you. It's up to the white man to send you to him. That's a joke, obviously. We're not advocating for violence against Sneeko. So that honestly, and those are my feelings. If I'm being perfectly honest, can I be honest? Can I tell you how I really feel? Am I free to go? Am I being detained? That's just how I feel. So when you say Israeli ministers were wearing noose lapel pins and popping champagne to celebrate the death penalty was a sick insight into their depraved morality. It's like, holy dude, is your pussy bleeding? Like, what's going on, dude? You sound like a pussy. You sound like a faggot. Our women are whores. Our men are fudge packers. Death penalty. Bring it. Noahide laws. Bring it forth. That's a joke. I'm kidding, obviously. But it's like, can it get more embarrassing to be a goy? Let's get more busted whores and fat faggots to cry about, you know, war. Like that. The problem is they're becoming a superpower. We want to be the superpower. Don't you understand? The problem is, why did they get a new Jerusalem when we don't get a new Rome? That's my problem. And yeah, what they're doing is immoral. Okay, we don't have the power to enforce our will. We need more power. We need more power in the world.
Shout out to Byron Nome for ganging out the Republican movement in perfect timing. Sometimes you have to go left to make things right. Vote Democrat for the midterms or fuck you.
That's crazy, yeah. Did you read some of those quotes? One of the girls he was talking to, she was like, don't you know that your wife is cheating on you with Corey Lewandowski? And he's like, I know, there's nothing I could do about it. Bro, so clear-pilled. So clear. He's like, man, I don't care. I'm putting the fake tits on. Next question. Is this about my fake tits? No? Next question. My wife's cheating on me? Yeah, there's nothing I could do about it. Next. Your girl is hey, and you know what? Your girl is going. Your girl is going. Even if you're married to Christy Nome, your girl is going. She's going to Corey Lewandowski. There's nothing he could do about it. That's a joke. I'm joking. I'm kidding. Yeah, he's a blue pill degenerate. Yeah, we know. MVP, bringing down the Trump administration.
Well, Stancil Secret Roy Peralt sent $22. With all you've correctly warned us about, it's odd you don't denounce AI emphatically. It's the biggest threat to us by far.
Yeah, I'm in on it. That's why. There's nothing I love more than that. With all you're getting right, it's odd. Yeah, it's because I'm in on it, right? Because I'm AI. I'm an AI robot. That's why.
As citizens, we have a duty.
It never ends. No matter what you say, no matter what you do, it's odd that you haven't. AI is inevitable. What is that? What do you mean denounce it? You fucking idiot. You didn't denounce AI. And what does that do? I don't think that we will get AGI. I don't believe that AI possesses the qualifications for intellect. The intellect is the trinity of memory, will, and understanding. I don't think that AI will ever have will or understanding. It has memory. It's what it is. That's what a large language model is. It's effectively a probability machine. It's a guessing machine. It tries to guess what sounds most correct, but it doesn't understand, and it can't will. So I don't know that it even meets the qualifications of intelligence, of an intellect. So I don't know that you ever get sentience, AGI. I'm deeply skeptical of the claims that are made about it. But also, technology is neutral. I use it, and I think it can increase productivity. But I also think that we should have regulations on it because it's clearly a very destabilizing technology. But, I mean, you're one of these knuckle-dragging idiots that thinks that if we all just bury our head in the dirt— that none of these things have to be dealt with intellectually. None of these things have to be dealt with politically. If all the stupid rubes go over there
and shove their head in the cow shit, then, you know, we don't have to worry about the developments happening in the world. I denounce vaccines and AI and government and taxes and the internet. And, you know, it's like you can't actually just opt out of history. It doesn't work that way. And if you want to do that, then, like, go somewhere else. Fuck off and kill yourself.
David Lancaster sent $20. How does it feel to be vindicated about Jews? About knowing we would go to war with Iran in 2024? And knowing Trump would let MAGA down this term? Okay. Oh, and fuck Mark Faglevin and Randy Fat Fuck Fine.
Well, holy... Oh, try not to go too based. We're going to have a nuclear meltdown in the studio. Let's try not to have a Chernobyl-level incident with all this bait. And by the way, fuck Mark Faglevin and Randy Fat Fuck Fine. Oh, my... I can't. Thank you for that that powerful super chat. Thank you for that powerful message. How do I feel about blah, blah, blah? It's terrific.
I'm so bored. I feel like we're living through the worst content drought of all time. OAT. Worst content drought of all time. Shit is dry as hell. Where's the content? We had Clavicular, and he's still doing the 30-day marathon, so that's great. But I feel like aside from that, there's just nothing really popping off. Candace, I don't know who's even watching this Erica Kirk thing. She's kind of faded away a little bit. And Tucker interviewed Dave Smith again, which I like Dave, but it's like, okay, the Jews control America. Give it a rest already, am I right? That's a joke. I feel like there's just no real content. I was talking to a buddy today. I'm like, just nothing feels like it's popping off. I'm kind of ready for the spring, ready for the summer. When are people going to do something? Come on, do something. Can we get another pandemic? Can we get a nuclear holocaust? Can we get another real? No, not actually, though. That's obviously a joke. I'm obviously kidding when I don't actually want a real holocaust, obviously. The only thing that's going on is my feud with Mark Levin. Have you seen this? Mark Levin, he just keeps telling me the same thing. Yesterday he tweeted, "Hey, little Adolf, get out of my country." And I said, "Your country? I'm not in Israel." Everyone loved it. The crowd went wild. Then everyone clapped. Mark Levin said, "Well, I'm just trying to do an accent." How does he sound? He said, like, he's like, "Little Adolf, get out of my country." He kind of sounds like that. And I said, "Your country? I don't live in Israel." Crowd goes wild, 100,000 likes. We print engagement here. And then he tweeted it 5 more times, just in case we missed it. Then he tweeted like 5 more times, "Get out of my country, get out of my country." It's like, we already did this. I already told you. I made the joke already. Other than that, I can't even bring myself to tweet anything because there's nothing happening. I can't even bring myself. I have nothing to say. Anyway.
Miss Kitty sent $50. Darker and softer colors suit you the most. Bright, intense colors take away the focus from your face and make you look pale. Light colors, light gray, beige, add too little contrast to your face.
Like this? Like this suit? What do you think? What do you think of the mustache? Am I mogging? See, I have to get rid of the beard because otherwise you don't see my jawline. The mustache is good. My security hates it. I might shave it off tomorrow, though. Maybe I'll keep it until Friday. Yeah, I'm loving it. I'm really drinking it all in. I'm drinking it up. Yeah, get a load of this. Get a load of this new look. What do you think of my new look?
I'm announcing my conversion to Orthodoxy this Easter, so please pray. I will always be AF and we will take back our country.
A most amazing Catholic April Fool's joke. April Fool's! I'm not converting to Orthodoxy. I'm Catholic. That's like best Catholic joke, best traditional Catholic joke, funniest traditional Catholic. I'm announcing my conversion to Protestantism. What a jest. Oh my goodness. Stop. Oh, I pray to the patron saint of jokes that you're kidding. I'm praying to the patron saint of April Fools that's a joke. Oh, you're so funny. Stop. Well, technically it's a venial sin to do sarcasm, but it's April Fool's. I suppose I'll give you a dispensation. Very good, Pine Sap. Goodness gracious. The Catholics are out of control.
The Catholics are off the rails. Too funny.
Jack Rubenstein sent $20.
Goodness. My goodness.
Jack Rubenstein sent $20. Every single day he'll make fun of my religion and just insult me, Nick. Please let me rape Sneaky and my life is yours.
Dude, the Sneeko thing is crazy. What? This guy goes in every day on racism, white supremacy, Christianity. You clap back. Literally, yesterday, he's like gloating about Haiti winning the third World Cup. Like, is it me? Chat, is it me? Am I the asshole? Am I the bad guy? I have to go to Claude. Do you know that I go to Claude and I'm like, am I the bad guy? Like, so here's what I said. Like, am I the bad guy? Yesterday, Sneeko is literally rage baiting the fucking shit out of me. He's going, oh, Italy lost. Spaghetti, Mamma Mia, Haiti won. Rome, take that. You're going to be crying at home. But okay, so that's fine. And then I come on the show and I clap back even harder. And he goes, you know, he wouldn't say that. If you really loved me, you wouldn't say that. Holy cry bully. It's actually most fragile race. Maybe Sneeko is black because nigga's fragile. Nigga's fragile. Nigga's as fragile as hell. That's crazy because he literally rage baited me all day yesterday. Italy lost the World Cup. Take that. Haiti won. Bosnia won. Rome. And then I go on the show and I clap back. You know, if you really love me, you would never say that. If you love me, you wouldn't say those things. Every day you make fun of my religion. Every day you make fun of my religion. That's his Jew coming out. That's his Hungarian Jew. They cry out as they strike you. I guess Rome is out of the playoffs. I guess Rome is out of the World Cup. Shouldn't have destroyed the temple. Shouldn't have destroyed Israel. And then I say some shit back. If you really love me, you would have never said that. What did I ever do to you? You attack my religion. You attack my people. You attack my tribe. What kind of person are you? What kind of friend would ever say such a thing? You're horrible. You're horrible. And you want another Holocaust. It's like, holy Jew. Shapeshifter. What's his real name? What's his real name? Is Sneeko even your real name? Okay, is that just your stage name? What's your real name, Jew? It's jokes. I love, even if Sneeko doesn't love me, I love him still. We're just having a little jest. Maybe he's having a bad day. Maybe he's having a bad day. I'm not trying to make it worse, you know, but just a little banter between the bros. It's not that serious. It's not that deep. Maybe I'm the problem, you know? Maybe it's me. Maybe I'm the problem. You tell me. It's all these, I'm an emotional wreck. My social life is a disaster. Maybe I'm the problem. Maybe I'm like Taylor Swift, anti-hero.
Shamwantham sent $25. Groiper dating app. Do AF legal team to represent Groipers who are fired from work or kicked out of school for being a Groiper. My fault if this makes you crash out.
First of all, Groiper dating app. Like, no. No. Who's going to be? It's like only going to be the most autistic freaks you've ever met on there. Bad idea. Yeah, like what? And then that's just totally insane. Like, why would you even say that? And number two, AF legal team to represent Groipers that got... Did you dress up as a Nazi on Halloween and go to a bar? Well, we want to defend you. Like, no. No, no, no.
Will Stancil's secret Groiper alt sent $22?
Don't get fired from your job. How's that? Here's an idea. Don't get fired from your job, dumbass.
Will Stancil's secret Groiper alt sent $22? I'm a fat little brown Latina dot, but I'll lay off the burritos for a while dot so I can fit into the Groiper tea.
Yeah, can ya? Can you do that? Can you get some self-control, fat ass? Thank you for the big super chat. There's no excuse to be fat. It's 2026. It's so easy. It's so easy not to be fat. You know what I ate today so far? I had a bowl of oatmeal, and I had 4 chicken tenders from Chick-fil-A. End of list. That's the type of shit I'm on.
Ryder Stevens sent $30.
That's what I'd
seeing Artemis 2 launch today was very surreal. Tell Sneeko to embrace his Filipino side and go back church.
What was the premise? Hey, tell Sneeko to embrace being Filipino and go to church. Like, what does that even mean? Is that a joke? Like, is that supposed to be funny? You guys are NPCs. I'm sorry. You guys are fucking retarded. I read these messages. You guys are stupid.
Tell Sneeko to embrace his Filipino side and go back to church. That would be funny.
Like, what is even the point of saying that? I don't even... What's even... What?
Volt Local Crusader sent $20. Hey, Nick, if this comment makes you angry, I apologize, but I look up to you and want to know your thoughts on this. You say we need a modern-day Hitler, but wouldn't Teddy Roosevelt be a better choice?
Vlom, just, we got it, just. Okay, let's just...
Ty said $45. Christy Gnome reportedly devastated by recent report of her husband rocking those huge jugs. Loving the merch. Are you on good terms now with Chocolate Cheeks? She can sue you for using her likeness. When did you two make up and where did you go on the date?
I haven't talked to Chocolate Cheeks in a minute, actually. I miss her.
Wigger Prophet sent $20.
What do they call it? Limerence. I learned that word recently. Yeah, I haven't talked to her. I still think about her all the time, though. It's kind of hard. I still think about her every day and every night, but I haven't talked to her in a few weeks. When's the last time I talked to her? I don't even know. Probably was in July. Oh, Candace. Well, she'll never love me. It's okay. She'll never love me. She doesn't care. She doesn't care about me. It's all in vain. The love sickness, the heartache.
Wigger Prophet sent $20. Laura Ingram, Anna Kasparian, Perina Jean-Pierre. KLL 1, fuck 1, marry 1, go.
Thank you for the big super chat. Ooh, let's see. I would do it with Anna Kasparian, obviously. I would marry Laura Ingram. I've always liked Laura Ingram, honestly. And I had 86.
Colding sent $20. What's up, Nick? Learned about you from Clavin, started watching from Denmark. I usually dislike the idea of musicals, but I decided to give La La Land a chance. It's beautiful. Thanks for putting
me on. Isn't it such a sweet movie? It's so true. Isn't it so true, though? I love that movie so much. I saw it recently, twice. Yeah, nothing beats it. Nothing better. Nothing better than a good movie like that. And you want to know why? Because to me, the pinnacle of film is, and wait for it, it's not just that it's musicals, it's really like opera. Like, the pinnacle of any performance is opera, meaning that the music moves the story along. So I like La La Land for the same reason that I like Star Wars. It's the same reason I like Goodfellas. It's the same reason I like Casino or The Wizard of Oz or Charlie and the Chocolate Factory. It's not because I like camp musicals. It's not because I like campy musicals that are super gay. It's because to me, when you really get the most out of a movie is when the music moves the movie, whether it's the soundtrack, the score, or whether it's an actual musical. To me, though, that is the height of the medium. That's when you're getting the most. And it doesn't need to be a dance number, but the dialogue and the music are musical. There's a rhythm, there's a tempo. The best movies are the movies that do that well, to me. Even you think about a movie, what would Inception be without the music? Inception, Oppenheimer, Arrival. What would these movies be without the score? Inception is the music. So, Interstellar, same thing. So that's why I really, because I wanted to correct that. I'm not walking it back, but I wanted to amend that. Because when I think about my favorite musicals, they are like The Wizard of Oz, Charlie and the Chocolate Factory, Star Wars, I consider similar, Casino, La La Land. That's when you get the most out of it. And that's good stuff. And you can get that at a number of different places. Taxi Driver, somebody says, exactly. No, but La La Land is like, it's so true, right? Here's to the ones who dream.
Mrs. Dillon sent $20. So wearing true. The AF hoodie at the gym. Do you think anything is going to happen with China and Taiwan during all of this Iran shit?
No.
Do you think anything is going to happen with China during all this Iran shit?
Sometimes the way you guys talk makes me know you're an idiot.
Do you think anything's going to happen with China with all this Iran shit?
All that Iran shit, right?
Rocky Balboa sent $20. Matt Walsh is spiritually Jewish.
Okay, that's our last super chat. That's going to do it for me tonight. Not as bad as yesterday, but pretty rough still. That's all we got. Remember to smash the follow button, smash the like button, leave a comment. I'm on the air Monday through Friday.